Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Sunday sermon. Each week, we try to bring you messages from the Holy Spirits or archangels. This morning, we are honored with the presence of an archangel named Metatron. Many of you have met, maybe you've never heard of him, but he's actually very critical to all of our lives. He's kind of a utility infielder in the world of baseball. He does a lot of things for us. All you have to do is ask for his help. So we're going to have our message from him this morning. Metatron, we're ready if you are. Yes, folks, good morning. I see many of you out there, and many of you don't know me or recognize me. I'm not as well known as many of the archangels like Gabriel, Raphael, Michael. I hear people praying all the time to them. They're asking for something. Why do you think humans are always asking for something? Well, the reason might be that they need help. Do you ask for something when you need help, or do you just try to solve all the problems yourself? I try to help humans or any souls when they need help and ask for it. You see, the key to receiving help is simply asking for it. When you pray to us, we hear your words. We hear every word of prayer. If you pray to me specifically, I will hear your prayer. I may not be able to help you, but I will definitely hear you. You see, many people pray for things that they cannot have. Maybe in your life plan, you selected a sickness. Many people will get that sickness, but they haven't realized that they're the ones that selected it. And they'll ask the angels, Raphael, myself, God. They'll ask all of us to cure them. Sometimes we can. In many instances, a human is doing good things for others. He is a firm believer in God. He knows that living a simple life, he knows he's not going to do anything to anybody else, so he doesn't want done to him. Well, those individuals are helping others, and there are times that their prayers will bring around a miracle. You see, if you're helping others, then you're doing what God wants. And he has reasons to do miracles for you. He may extend your life plan. Sometimes that happens. But I can assure you that an atheist that's out there speaking against God, trying to lead others away, his life plan is not going to be extended. In all probabilities, and your life plan generally has different exit points, different times of possible death that you can use. Atheists generally they use that first time out. They're used to not looking forward to God. They expect nothing. And you know, when they die, quite often they get nothing. Quite often atheists that expect nothing in death, when they die, they will actually be in a blackness. Oh, we'll come to them and we'll lead them to their guides. But quite often they'll get what they expect. You see, if you expect to see a wonderful heaven, you followed God's words, that's exactly what you'll see. Now, there's no burning hell. We've told you that many times. There's no place of infinite fire and brimstone where you'll be tortured through eternity. But for the really bad ones, there is a lower level, and many of them choose that they'd rather go to that lower level than follow God. They'd rather follow personal power, personal strength. They'd rather hurt others. They'd rather do all of the things that they want to do. all the things that God doesn't approve of. They think that living this really comfortable life for 10 or 15 years is better than being put in lower realms of heaven where you will be for billions of years. Doesn't make sense to me. I watch them do it all the time. I can't understand why people would rather choose not to follow God and help others than it would to be, oh, I almost used a bad word, but angels can't do that. They're evil people, and they hurt others. You keep hearing that, I'm sure you might be getting tired of it. Well, we're going to keep telling you about it, because sometimes humans are slow learners. They have to be told many times lessons before they learn it. Many times humans have to make a lot of mistakes. You see, you're never too old to change. You will be judged for what you do. But if you change your life and decide that you're going to follow God and help, then that certainly offsets many of the problems that you had in younger lives. Many of you out there have things you'd rather forget in your younger lives. We know what they are. You know what they are. And you would much rather have them forgotten. All humans have things that they would rather have forgotten. You see, the learning process for humans can be very difficult and tricky. You do things that you're not supposed to do, and hopefully you learn from them. Now, the fools don't learn from them. They keep on doing the same thing, and they wonder why their lives don't change, why they don't find true happiness. Many people make great wealth. They spoil their children. Their children turn to drugs. Many of the children do things that wind up taking their lives. And their parents have this incredible grief. And all the money in the world is not going to solve the grief when one of your children passes. Now, I'm not saying that if you live a good life and do things, you're not going to have problems. Everybody has problems. Humans have problems. Humans are sent back to have problems. You're supposed to solve them. You're supposed to ask for help in solving them, and we step in. And in most cases, we can, through meditation or coming to you in dreams or simply guiding you, we can lead you on the path that you should be on. But once again, if you don't ask, you don't receive help. Think of us as traffic lights on your pathway of life. Quite often what you want to do, we are going to give you a red light. Humans often run red lights and wind up in accidents. Much less of them when they're going through green lights have accidents. That's only when some fool on the other side that has a red light comes through and forces an accident. You see, we will give you information to try to give you the green light of life, the passage that you need, the way to make great decisions. We try to do many things that you'll never understand or never see, but we're there to help. Now, I'm an angel. I have been around since creation. I've been trying to help creatures since creation. Humans are newcomers to the wonderful world of life. You've only been around a couple hundred thousand years. When you compare that with billions, it's not much. So you're newcomers. You have a lot to learn. Souls come back as humans to learn lessons. They know when they decide to be a human, it's not going to be easy. They know there's going to be trials and tribulations, and they know they're going to make bad decisions. When they make their life plan, the human knows he's not always going to follow this plan. He's going to know he's sent back with free will, and he's going to know that there's evil all around that will try to influence his decisions. It wouldn't be a challenge if there wasn't evil. There are many planets out there that have learned the lesson of following God. And evil's not a problem for them because they've solved it. Now, I know you're sitting there thinking there's no way we're going to solve evil. It's just too much of it. Well, there is. First of all, you start by influencing young to do what's right. Every young person must learn lessons, and they look to the adults to help teach them. If a husband and wife are fighting, arguing all the time, then that child learns that it's okay to argue and fight. If the father creates violence upon the mother, the child understands and will probably do that as an adult as well. Parents are the most important influence that children can have. Today, there's many problems raising children. There's always been problems raising children. But today, it seems like there are many more. When Jesus walked the earth, there were many, many problems. They were simplified. You had to do what the Romans wanted you to do, or they would kill you. So that's pretty simple. That was easy to understand, so people complied. But when Jesus comes, he says, there is only one God. And that is not what the Romans were saying. The Romans were saying there were many gods, and they worshiped them. And if you don't do that, you got a problem, buddy. And they crucified and killed many of the followers of Jesus. But you know what? Those followers had no fear. They knew what was right and they knew what was wrong. Many of them gave their lives to follow God. Ask yourself what you would do to follow God. Many of you I know would do that. Many of you would not flinch. Many of you truly understand that the light of God is in your heart and that you will do anything that you can to follow him. But there are many of you on the fence. Many of you tell yourself that you would, but when push comes shove, you probably wouldn't because you don't have the deep love that so many people have today and had in the past. There are still countries that persecute Christians. Can you imagine that? I can't. For thousands of years, people have decided to crucify or persecute those that follow the words of Jesus. And it's still going on today. There are countries of evil out there that believe that only one religion will take you to God. Well, every religion will take you to heaven, where you go in heaven with your judgment. It depends entirely upon you. You see, following God can be very difficult because there's many people who would rather have power and money and keep it to themselves. God blesses you to give you what your blessings, your happy health, a nice home, your family. Those are all blessings. Atheists can't understand that. That goes over their heads. Atheists can be some of the most intelligent people in the world, but that intelligence brings them stupidity. They have trouble believing the simplicity of the teachings of God. We try to help them, but quite often they just simply make up their mind that if you cannot prove God exists, he cannot possibly exist. Well, faith is what you're supposed to have. God, in all probability, is not going to prove himself to you. Now, there are times, yes, that miracles take place, and that person knows that they have seen a miracle. And that miracle will influence the rest of their life, and they will follow God as long as they are breathing. Well, they'll also, for their soul, will follow God as well after they're done breathing. And that's really the most important part. Heaven is where the goalposts of life exist. Your job in life is to carry that football of good to the goal line. When you pass, you will truly see that goalpost, and you will know that you have arrived in heaven. Now, that simile is probably just for the football people, but I hope all of you try to understand the more ways that we can point this journey of life out to you, the more chances we have of getting through. I know that Barry referred to me today as a utility fielder. That's baseball. You play all positions in the field. A human should be able to play all positions in life. There should be nothing, if you believe in God, that you cannot handle. Each morning when you get up, say a small prayer of thanks that you still are alive and have the opportunity to learn. And understand that God's will is going to be done. You have no influence over that, unless perhaps you're leading such a good life that he wants to leave you on earth to continue to help. The atheists, we look down on them, and if we had heads, we would shake them. How is it possible that you can look at a newborn baby, look at the trees in the forest, look at the wonderful animals, look at the cycle of life that every living being has? Have you ever noticed the similarities in the cycles of life for all things? The trees, they have spring where the leaves grow. They have summer where they mature. They have fall where they lose their leaves. And then they have the late winters where they simply understand and contemplate. You see, everything around you has an energy, a soul, a type of soul. It's different from the human soul, but everything has an energy. All things around you understand God. Did you ever know that animals understand God? They understand many things more than humans at times. Don't mistreat animals. Animals were sent back to serve humans and to help them. Animals, when humans were maturing, were the only food source that humans had available to them. They didn't understand, they didn't have fire, but they knew that they could eat the animals. Today, people look down at people that eat the animals. And there are many, many ways that you can live without doing that. But animals understand. They don't hold grudges. When you go to heaven, the animal souls will be there. And they will be there to help you, just like other human souls will be there to help you. You have animal soul families that follow you through life. They love you just the same as another human does. All beings have souls. All beings have emotions. Humans need to understand just how important it is to understand God's complexities and God's simplicities. Love one another. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Know that God exists everywhere. Be a good person. Show common sense. Do not be an atheist. Do not speak against God. Live a good life. Do what you would like to do. God wants you to be happy. He does not want you to be depressed. He certainly does not want you to consider suicide, because that's cutting a life plan short. Look at life as a common sense adventure. Ask us for help in that adventure and we will give it to you. Love God. Know the difference between right and wrong, and teach the young those lessons. I want to thank you very much for allowing me to speak again. I know we've talked before, and many of you have listened. And many of you are listening today. Just simply follow God's wishes and words, and all will be fine. Ask us for help, and it will be there. Seek, and you will find. Goodbye. God is blessing all of you. Next week, we'll have another message. I know Barry doesn't know who it is yet, but we'll surprise him with someone. Goodbye. Have a great week. And know God is with you every moment. I don't know how they come up with these messages, but they are certainly something. All right. As he said, next week, we're going to have another one. I have no idea what it is. Of course, I never know what I'm going to say when I sit down either. So tell others about these wonderful messages. They will help your life. They will help that person that you tell. Spread God's words. There's no way that you can be wrong doing that. Goodbye, and we'll see you next week.